Steph's uncle, older brother. And first and foremost, I want to thank the Wilcox family for putting together this beautiful memory and celebration of life. It's really heartwarming. Thank you. I remember when Steph was first born. Ed was living in White Plains, and I remember going to the hospital and holding Steph in my arms, and it was just so joyful and heartwarming. And I remember her mom, Doreen, was a little shell-shocked at the time. She was like in the hospital, like, what the heck did they just do to me? But we shared so many great family memories and parties together. You know, I haven't seen Steph all that much in the last probably like 15 years, but whenever we did, it was the funnest times that we ever had. I mean, her cousins, Lee and Steven, Eric, you know, it was just so much fun being with you guys and spending time with Steph, and it was really special. I spoke with Vinny and Steve, and they send their condolences. They wish they could have been here, and you know, they were very special in our lives. And Uncle Vinny is like legendary. If you ever get to meet him, it's really amazing. But you know, Steph, you know, she was a joy, and. After reading everyone's Facebook posts about the light she was in everyone's life, we had these little bracelets made up with a little saying, shining bright in our hearts forever.